It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're going no huddle.
With the midday show, no huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
Let's go now, let's go! Set!
This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Just wanted a name of a movie that you associate him with. Such an easy thing. Let me ask you this. No. I asked you something. To answer me. All right. Here's Matt Ryan, who is, I mean, now he's an analyst.
Yeah,
one of the best. One of the best analysts.
Forgot.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Did he do a game on Sunday?
No, he's a studio guy.
Oh, he's a studio guy now. That's right. He was great in the booth last
year. Yeah, he was. But, yeah, but I forgot.
He was great in the studio, too. Anyway, here's Matt Ryan's thoughts on what happened with the Falcons on Sunday.
Not only him, but I thought the entire offense looked out of sync. And that's, you know, partially due to the fact these guys didn't play much in the preseason. And I know that's kind of the way everybody has gone in the NFL, right? There's this idea that, you know, it's not worth the risk of playing guys, getting somebody injured in the preseason. But, it wasn't just Atlanta. I think you look across the league, I thought offenses were pretty sloppy yesterday.
He's right. We do our best not to continuously have the same conversation over and over again because this is the new NFL. This is what's going to happen.
Right.
All right?
Right.
It's what it is.
Yeah. Like it, don't like it.
Like it, don't like it. It is what it is. And so it don't make no sense to keep going back and forth. They should. They shouldn't. It is what it is. He put out there before preseason, and Kirk came out and said he wasn't going to play. And then, remember, Moody came in and said, no, I ain't playing. So everybody already knew the plan that they weren't going to play. All right, but they were rusty. And you saw a lot of bad offense. We ran the damn stat off yesterday as far as touchdowns in the first game.
Yeah.
The last couple of years when these guys aren't playing as much as they used to play. It's just what it is. We would rather, even though these games actually do count, we would rather look sluggish and feel our way through the season. All right? Now, you don't have a lot of time to do that. Like, we would play four games, and sometimes you would play, you knew how much you were going to play in the games, and sometimes you didn't. But you had time to go out there and actually go through the motions of playing in an actual football game.
Yeah.
And you're rusty coming off of no plan, no game time with this offense and these players, and then you got to go against them.
Yeah.
And Pittsburgh played in preseason, except for 90. JJ didn't play. JJ didn't play. I don't think Cam played or those guys.
Yeah, but some of the guys played. Offense played.
Yeah.
It's the new reality. It's something we've talked about for years now. Just sort of gear up for what September football is going to look like. Because it's gonna be raggedy at times. And we've talked. We've 2 years ago, even I think it was 2 years ago, we referred to weeks 1 and 2 in the regular season as preseason.
But
it's still except the count.
Yeah,
that's but here's the thing about it though. Yes, they do, and it is week one right now, so we only have one game to talk about, and that's true. Over the course of 17, the best teams are going to figure themselves out, or not.
Yes.
Or you're not one of the best teams, and you don't go. Like, again, it's frustrating week one looks the way that it looks, but you've got 17 of them to figure it out. And over the course of, since they've been doing this 3 or 4 years or whatever, I still feel like the best teams in the NFL are winning the Super Bowl because you have all those other games. You go back, we were talking about this off the air yesterday. The Bengals, in the Joe Burrow era, I think are 1-9 in weeks 1 and 2.
Slow.
They're bad
in
weeks 1 and 2 because they don't play in the preseason. He's oftentimes coming off of an injury. Mm-hmm. Maybe a guy's holding out, whatever. And then they figure it out as the season goes on because they've got a really good quarterback and they've got guys around him. So, again, that be patient is not anything anyone ever wants to hear.
Nope.
But it just, you know, it is what it is. Week 1 in the NFL oftentimes is raggedy, and that's certainly what the Falcons were on Sunday. All right. Let's hear that this team wasn't. 49ers weren't. Let's hear their running back, who wasn't Christian McCaffrey, score a touchdown last night.
Now, Ute behind Bell, left. They run Mason off the left side, a cutback run. Touchdown! San Francisco!
Funny right now, because on Good Morning Football, they're showing all of the
undrafted, all the Shanahan running backs?
All the Shanahan running backs that are undrafted or late round draft picks in that system just going off.
Oh.
It's so crazy.
Oh, this is going to be great.
Yeah.
Who is the guy in Denver? Gary?
Oh, yeah. My guy, Orlando? Orlandis.
Yeah. Orlandis Gary.
Yeah,
that's
my
right.
Guy right there, man.
Who's that with the Redskins?
That's Bell. What's his name? Oh, God.
Was it Tatum Bell?
No, not Tatum.
That was in Denver.
46, because he went to FIU.
Okay.
And I felt so bad for him because remember his rookie year. With Shanahan and RG3, he had like 1,600 yards.
Oh, I remember that.
And then,
that.
Next
and
year
then
he had
they
like
left.
1,300
and
yards.
RG3 got
and
hurt.
And then he just fell off.
Oh, yeah. Shanahan got a job elsewhere.
Yeah,
RG3 got hurt. Yeah, that was that.
Yeah.
Anyway, great game last night for Jordan Mason. 28 carries, 147 yards, touchdown. Just dynamic in that offense running the football. As we found out, Christian McCaffrey wasn't going to play closer to game time. Here's Jordan. We have a game like that. They're going to want to interview you afterwards. Obviously, it's very exciting. Here's Jordan Mason after the game.
When I find out, maybe Friday night, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
So they asked him,
when
did you find out you were going to be playing? When are you going to be starting? And he said, Friday.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, they didn't have McCaffrey as out.
Right.
Friday.
Right.
Or Saturday or Sunday.
He could have beat Christian McCaffrey out.
Maybe.
It's just been a starting tailback.
Yeah, I was going to start either way.
That's something I would have said.
I was starting either way.
Yeah, that's
you see what, how you see that in the preseason.
I would. Hey, if I'm Shanahan, I might try to flip that way. He had the better camp, and we wanted to give him an opportunity to start over the reigning offensive player of the year, who we just gave a new contract.
That would have been probably better than what they did, which is then Shanahan goes to the podium. He's like, "Nah, that's not true. I didn't tell him that Friday night."
Right.
So then Mason goes back to the podium. That was on the field afterwards. He goes back to the podium, and they're like, "Hey." Shanahan said you lied, basically.
Yeah.
And so here he is there.
That question right there is why I'm at. That's why I don't like really talking to media, because you say one thing wrong,
awesome answer.
And then, you know.
Awesome
answer. Yeah, dog, it sucks, bruh.
I don't know.
It does.
Just skip that question.
Yeah, it sucks.
I didn't because know. I didn't mean
they
to
came,
say anything.
Because the media guy came to you after Kyle found out about what you said.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I understand, young man.
Yeah.
Because you just.
He didn't do anything
all
wrong.
All you want to do is.
In my opinion.
He did not do anything wrong. All you want to do is go and enjoy your damn great Monday night football game. And guys like you, Andy Bunker, media people.
Me?
Media people, the people you roll with.
Now, I will say.
I don't roll with the media. I roll with you.
Thank you. But as much as I don't. He didn't do anything wrong. He shouldn't be in trouble, whatever. I mean, if it's true that they. They're lying about McCaffrey's injury. That is a story.
See, that's why I say I hang out with you. I don't hang out with none of them other media folks in any other forum that we go to. I don't hang out with none of them. I hang out with you. All right? But they still could. I mean, come on, man. Why are you trying? This is, man.
I know.
Georgia Tech alum. This man's Monday night debut.
It's a beautiful moment.
Leave that man alone.
I agree with you.
Leave him alone.
I agree with you. But, okay, leave him alone. But Shanahan's dirty lying ass. Go after him. You know? I don't know. I think it's very dumb. Like, it's totally about setting lines and gambling and all that kind of stuff. Here, buckle up, by the way, because SEC games start this week. Georgia's got to release an availability report, whatever they want to call it. Just like it's not a 2-minute warning.
Right.
It's a 2-minute timeout. Call it what you want to call it. It's for gambling.
Yes.
So, I don't know, I guess college coaches can't lie about it anymore either.
Hey, Andy, speaking of gambling, Auburn's quarterback Peyton Thorne revealed fans are Venmo requesting him to give their money back for lost bets. Come on, man. Leave him alone.
Leave him alone.
Leave him alone. You know why you don't deserve to get your money back? Auburn people who are doing that, it's because he's who he is.
Right.
And y'all put
your faith on Peyton Thorne.
You put your faith
in the
first
place.
Him.
Yeah.
So your ass.
You bet money on Peyton Thorne.
Yes. That's your fault.
Why do they got this man's Venmo anyway?
You can find it.
Oh, you can?
You search on Venmo, you can find it. If they have like a picture up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I know.
Yeah.
I search for people that I know and can't find them a lot of times.
Well, because you're not a crazy jerk. But, like, somebody found it and then shared it, probably. And then they're like, go get him.
Go get him.
Internet. Yeah. You know what my least favorite thing is? Not least favorite, but for the sake of this argument. People post something on Twitter or whatever, and they're like, Internet, do your thing.
Oh, yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah, shut up. And I'm telling you again, between all that, look, Lil Wayne is the greatest. He's one of my favorites of all time.
A great rapper.
Yeah,
that's all time.
And that's all I'm going to say.
All time.
Because all of the people mad and uproar and wishing death on Jay-Z. You know who ain't said a damn thing yet? Lil Wayne.
Yeah, Wayne. He might still perform.
And he still might.
You never know.
That's the thing about it.
You never know. You never know.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent, pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.